I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS. TV.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for bridge at Chimney Rock Road begins. Public comment period for Morro Bay hazardous waste facility closure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo County Public Works announced that the construction of a permanent two-lane bridge on Chimney Rock Road at Franklin Creek has begun. Winter storms in 2023 washed out the culverts beneath Chimney Rock Road, leading to an 80-foot long and 50-foot deep canyon bisecting the road. The current steel bridge was installed to provide temporary access, while a permanent bridge was designed. A traffic detour will be in place with a strict 15-mile-per-hour speed limit during construction, which started yesterday. Residents and motorists are advised to use caution and adhere to advisory signs. Temporary traffic signals will be installed on either side of the construction detour. Construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released a second statement updating the declaration of fire season made by Unit Chief John Owens. The release says that when the fire season declaration goes into effect, backyard burning of residential debris will be prohibited within all state responsibility area lands within San Luis Obispo County. Other burning must comply with requirements and have the correct permits. Campfires will be allowed where permitted and properly maintained. The declaration will go into effect May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until formally terminated by Unit Chief John Owens. Public comment period for Morro Bay hazardous waste facility closure. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cave Hero News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority has submitted a closure plan for the Morro Bay Permitted Hazardous Waste Collection Facility. The County of San Luis Obispo has approved this closure plan, reviewed in compliance with California regulations, and determining it has met all requirements for hazardous waste facility closure. Hazardous waste and materials must be properly managed and disposed of. Closure activities must meet performance standards for protections of human health, and the documentation of closures must be submitted within 60 days of completion. The county has announced the opening of a public comment period for this closure, effective through May 27th. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. The City Council discussed three place types: commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in those zones in its meeting tonight at 6. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The California Mid-State Fair has announced that legendary rock band Three Dog Night will be performing on Friday, July 24th. This event will be combined with wine offerings for an unforgettable evening of music and wine. Three Dog Night is known for its iconic hits such as Joy to the World, Mama Told Me Not to Come, and One. Tickets for this event will go on sale this Friday, May 1st at 10 a.m. Ticket prices start at $40. Guests who held tables for the 2025 Evening of Music and Wine will receive table renewal procedures and additional details via email at a later date. Those interested in joining the table waitlist can make reservations by emailing tickets at midstatefair.com. The Evening of Music and Wine offers a unique experience at the fair, blending live entertainment with the rich flavors of local Central Coast wineries. The 29th annual Cruisin' Morro Bay Car Show will return this weekend to Morro Bay. This beloved tradition transforms downtown Morro Bay into a sea of vintage vehicles, drawing car clubs and enthusiasts from across the state. Festivities will kick off with registration at Haven Properties on Thursday night, followed by a Friday cruise along Highway 1 to Ragged Point, and a night cruise along Morro Bay Boulevard and Harbor Street all day on Saturday. Participants will proudly showcase their vehicles, starting with the show and shine at 9 a.m. This family-friendly event draws in over 500 registrants from California and beyond, and proceeds from the show help the Morro Bay community thrive. For more information, visit morrobaycarshow.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Marlins 5-4, the Padres over the Cubs 9-7, the White Sox beat the Angels 8-7, the Yankees over the Rangers 4-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Giants will face the Phillies, and the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, Game 5 for the Lakers and Rockets is tomorrow. In California news, the Trump administration has announced two more payouts for energy companies to abandon offshore wind projects under development. Blue Point Wind and Golden State Wind have agreed to end their offshore wind leases in exchange for $900 million reimbursements. Golden State Wind was proposing offshore projects off California's Central Coast. The Trump administration has called for the restarting of offshore oil for the coast of Santa Barbara Sable Offshore Corporation. California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed several lawsuits earlier this year over the project, and the case is now expected to go up to the federal courts. California alleges that the offshore oil order is federal overreach. The backers of the one-time proposed California billionaires tax say they have gathered enough signatures to place the measure on the November ballot. The measure is required to get 870,000 authorized signatures. The campaign says they have collected more than 1.5 million signatures. The measure would place a one-time 5% tax on the assets of billionaires, including stocks, art, businesses, collectibles, and intellectual property to fund health services for lower-income people. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators, including Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, Montana's Steve Daines, Arkansas's John Bozeman, and Georgia's Raphael Warnock, is urging continued support and improvements to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement ahead of its upcoming six-year review. In a recent letter to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, the lawmakers highlighted the agreement's importance to American agriculture. They noted that the U.S. remains the world's largest agricultural exporter, with $176 billion in exports in 2024, and emphasized that Canada and Mexico are key markets. In fact, the senators wrote, the market access achieved under USMCA is a critical component of the success of U.S. agriculture. The letter also stresses that stable trade rules and integrated supply chains are absolutely essential for farmers and ranchers, and it also calls for continued collaboration to strengthen the agreement and help to ensure long-term certainty and competitiveness for U.S. producers and more stable food prices for U.S. consumers.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and no data limits. 805-995-4181. California lawmakers are set to consider new legislation that would close a loophole that for decades has allowed winemakers to label wines as American, even when they are made partly from imported bulk wine. Under current federal law, wines can be labeled American when at least 75% of the liquid came from U.S.-grown grapes or agricultural products. Assembly Bill 1585 would change that threshold to 100% for wine sold in California. The bill's authors and sponsors said their intent is to promote trust among consumers by improving the accuracy and transparency of wine labels. We want to make sure that there is truth in advertising when it comes to wine coming from the U.S., said Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who co-authored the bill. This is another way of ensuring that consumers know what they're purchasing. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the U.S. 101 North, just south of the Los Osos Valley Road off-ramp in San Luis Obispo. CHP has closed the number 2 lane during this incident to recover one of the vehicles. Again, there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the U.S. 101 North, just south of the Los Osos Valley off-ramp in San Luis Obispo. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, continuing to Monday and Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday and Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL your all news time is 6:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The United Arab Emirates has announced it will be leaving OPEC and OPEC Plus effective May 1st. The UAE says the decision reinforces its commitment to a responsible, reliable, and forward-looking role in global energy markets. Crude oil prices are higher, up $100 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate, $111 for the global benchmark Brent crude. General Motors is raising expectations for this year. It sees a smaller hit from tariffs now that the U.S. Supreme Court rejected President Trump's emergency tariffs. UPS, Smithfield Foods, Hilton Worldwide, and Kimberly-Clark all have reported a better-than-expected quarter this morning. Though the NASDAQ is slumping, the Wall Street Journal says OpenAI's new users and revenue came in below its own estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Red Scooter Deli has been serving you delicious fresh food for over 16 years, and they have the location there next to the pet department near the post office there on 6th Street. And remember, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. All right, they're open daily 6:30 to 4. Go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to go. Yeah, a little spin around.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could.
A plethora of information this afternoon with Mr. Barry and Protecting What Matters. First up, he'll have District 2 Councilman Chris Bausch and then City of Paso Robles Economic Development Manager Mr. Paul Sloan. So, have at it this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Okay, let's see here. I got an... which one came in here? No, this is came in on email. Let's see here. The billionaire tax. All right. By the state's own admission, there are about 200 billionaires in California. Many of them are leaving. They helped create jobs and will take those jobs with them. 90% of the tax is slated for social programs and 10% for education. What happens after the fact? No more billionaires and not enough money to continue to support the programs. Who's next on the list to tax? Well, that is the question. That is the billion-dollar question. It trickles down. I'm not talking about Ronald Reagan trickle-down economics, or was it Bush? I forget. Anyway, so they have to lower the threshold. So it will continue to go down. And bingo. That's right, folks. You and I, eventually. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
excuse me.
Oh, I'm not supposed to call in?
I said, excuse me. I got something stuck in my throat.
Ah. I'm calling in about the tax, too. The billionaire tax. Don't sign it. Do not sign it.
Well, it's going to be on. It's a matter of people are going to vote for it or not.
Well, it's not on yet.
It will.
Well, sure. When you have 30-plus a million people in a state and only need 800,000 to put the matter on the ballot, it's long been criticized. Of course, I don't criticize it. It's a privilege to be able to put something on the ballot with only 800,000 signatures. And it's done often here, and not necessarily to the betterment of the people who live here. And this one is the curtailment of California as you know it. If this passes, you will have turned California into a socialist state. And so much for the people who live in the middle, although they'll sign it in some attempt to try and save their taxes. So it's definitely not a good deal. And, listening to Chris outline it, I expect it, but not really. This will devastate the state. It's over.
Well, even Newsom is opposed to it.
Well, because he knows what the reaction will be. He knows what will happen by the time he's out there waving his flag for president. So he's already made too many mistakes to be elected to president. I'm not going to get into Gavin Newsom. This effort by a group of people, this is the Democratic Party trying to get the illusion that billionaires should be attacked and taxed and have their money taken away. That's just like if you only have $50 to get past this week, they want 25 of it. That's what you're talking about. A predatory state that takes so much money away from its residents that the state will go into deeper financial trouble than they have now. You can't take enough money away from the people to run the state now.
Well, yeah, but just like, you know, cities or schools, whatever, whenever they get in financial trouble, who do they go after?
They go after the taxpayers.
Right. And, you know, we've pounded it. The taxpayers keep putting up with this instead of saying, why can't you manage the money that we've given you?
It's billions of dollars. So why not? Why can't you manage it? Because they want this program, that program. Everybody wants a program. Well, you're going to have to figure out a way to find the money to build it. And what they want is government money. They want to expand the government. This isn't about shutting down the government or making additional taxes by taxing billionaires. Billionaires can be out of this state in a month each. All right? So even if you pass it, and even if they try to collect the taxes from them on their way out of the state, which the state's already tried to do to their pension system.
And remember, this law, if passed, would be retroactive to January of this year.
There you go. So it's the current government and the current governor trying to find enough money to semi-balance their budget, because they'll never find quite enough, even taxing the so-called billionaires.
Well,
yeah, all of a sudden, that's where we're going to get the money. We're going to tax the billionaires, the people who provide the jobs. They invest.
After the billionaires leave, just like this email said, then it's going to drop down to, well, people, remember, this is total worth. $50 million. Well, those people figure out or leave the state. Well, now we're going to go down to $10 million. Now we're going to go down to, well, you know, maybe people that are worth $2 million. And again, that's including everything. In this state, real estate, if you have a house and so forth, we know what they're worth. So your total worth, you could be in that bracket.
Easily over $1 million and or $2 million.
Right, and so that's what the government keeps doing. They lower the, because it'll eventually come down to a bigger portion of the population?
Well, you realize, of course, that Prop 13 stops them from doing this. And now the people, the Democrats, the left in this state, want to do away with Prop 13 themselves. They're shooting themselves in the head. They've already shot themselves in the foot. There's enough programs here for every 10 people. You want a program? You go out and get one. You can find one today by noon. A program. I'm tired of the word program. Aren't you? We have tons of programs, and they all revolve around money out of our pocket. You think that the number of billionaires in this state is going to stay billionaires? No, it's not. It'll be brought down to the millionaire category, and you're correct, and on down to everybody. All for programs. And, of course, for perhaps illegitimate expenditures over time. Who are the consultants the state hires? I'll tell you who they are. They're the people who provide perks back to the state legislators and the governor. And that's been going on forever. If you don't think it happens, well, okay. You continue to live in your dreamland. Now you know how much these people that we elect hate us. They don't like us because we make them do something every once in a while. Otherwise, they just keep taxing the people. I've had enough of it.
Well,
you know, I don't mind paying taxes as long as they're legitimate. These are illegitimate taxes. And it is the ultimate attempt to do away eventually with Prop 13.
Well,
so if you want to sign it and have at it, go ahead.
You know, I've said in the past that, look, we need taxes for, you know, basic things, infrastructure, fire and police and so forth. But with that, I also, I'm at the point where we need, and it should be automatic, that the money that they take from us, every single cent must be accounted for and presented to the public. We shouldn't have to ask for it. This should be a quarterly or whatever. And I don't give a damn if it's a little extra work for them. We're paying you, and I guess you could say we don't trust where all our money is. At least I don't, or where our money is going. I don't. I don't care who the entity is. I simply can't tolerate it. Well, I have to, but
they will try one more time to put some program in to try and charge these billionaires for leaving the state. Somebody in Sacramento is in love with that program. They've already tried to do it to pensioners who are in the PERS retirement system and move out of state. They lost in court.
Right. But, you know, again, because that goes back, you know, quite a few years.
Five years.
They'll bring it back and back and back and back again until they get their way. So it's pretty scary for the people, but, you know, I'm just so, I don't know, angry or frustrated with the people. Now, on this billionaire tax, I'm sure, you know, these people that are signing this, oh, it's not fair, these people probably didn't have, you know, 2% of what it takes to where these people got as billionaires. So they're angry at them. And they don't realize that this is going to have an impact probably more on them than your, let's just say, middle class or the upper middle class. These people are just angry at life, and they think they're going to punish the billionaires. In the end, they get punished.
That's correct. People need to realize you might resent rich people, but rich people are who is providing the tax money for about 80% of the tax responsibility in this state and other states as well.
Right, and they're also buying a lot of products, high-end products, et cetera, to keep a lot of people employed, so they should be appreciated for what they contribute instead of just moaning and groaning about it.
I agree, and taking action. They need to realize this is a huge step towards doing away with Prop 13. It's a huge step, and everybody's talking about their personal privacy these days. Well, why is it the state's business how much money anybody makes? Why? If they have a tax, a formula, which they do, for income tax, that's paid by automatically, or you're going to have to start paying quarterly payments and all the other trash you have to go through on taxes. Every year, towards the end of the year, everybody has to figure out how much money they owe based on how much money they made.
Oh,
by the government.
Their income.
Why is that?
Their income.
Why do you want that?
Their income, but also their personal property and the belongings.
That's correct. It can amount to billions of tax dollars. Why are we punishing people who are successful? For example, we have a See's candy store here. Warren Buffett's a pretty wealthy man, don't you think? Warren Buffett owns See's candies. What are we going to do, throw See's candies out because a billionaire owns it?
No.
That's what you're up against if you pass this law.
Yep.
The way Chris described it this morning,
yeah.
It's an attack and the first step on getting to Prop 13.
Yep, that's right. All right, I got another phone call.
Bye for now.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I remember, do you remember when
can you turn down your phone, please? We're getting feedback.
Turn down my phone?
I mean your radio.
Oh, yes, I will do that. Thank you.
You got a smile so fine, you know, you could
okay.
have been.
There it goes. I remember when Biden was president, and you may remember, too, I hope others do, several times he said, you won't own anything, but you'll be happy. And he really was giving some insight to what was going to be happening in the future, not just in California, but you will not own anything. Does that sound like socialism and communism and all of the other countries?
Well,
you will not own anything.
Well, you can go back to Obama, who said he wanted to, you know, what's the exact word, dramatically change America.
Fundamentally.
Fundamentally change America.
And you fundamentally change the United States by destroying our Constitution. That's where you start. And that's what we see happening.
Well, okay, so here's the question. Do we fundamentally, you know, saying destroy the Constitution? And Alex Alexiev warned us about that from other countries first, but is the first, step in this is destroying the educational system?
Well, what I see them targeting with the Constitution, of course, the education is a huge part of this, but the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, when they eliminate both of those, then the whole Constitution crashes.
Well, but there's a lot connected with it. You know, it has to be a combination of quite a few things.
As an example, what do you mean?
Well, if you think of Saul Alinsky, his rules for creating the social state, it's not just one thing in particular. It's a combination of the education, the religion, the healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all, you know, lumped into one eventually.
Yes, but there are two very strong ones that came into the United States that were not in other countries, and they are still not in other countries, the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. The United States is almost the only country that allows both of those, and they're both being torn down because that's what allows the other stuff to be torn down. So that we look, when you think of the other countries,
well,
Iran and Russia and China and Cuba and India and Pakistan and Iran, do they have freedom of speech?
Well, okay, so when you say, when you reference that to the United States of America, the freedom of speech is not necessarily disrupted. It's who's in control and allows what speech to be accepted or else.
Spoken. Yes, and the very words that are spoken. And now they're even, I don't know how they'll will approach this and accomplish it, but they will. Even our thoughts.
Our what?
Our thoughts, not just our words.
Oh, okay.
But our, because that's where our words come from, of course. And but the United States was established with those two freedoms because the other countries do not give those freedoms to us. And the United States was built on that. Everyone did not have to believe the same thing, which is great. And we didn't have to speak the same thing. You go to China, do you have that freedom?
Well, we know the answer to that.
There is a huge difference and distinction in the United States, and they want to take it away from us.
Right. Okay.
And one of the ways it gets taken away from us also is we won't own anything. And that's something that the United States has been very big on. But the other countries are not.
Well, I'm guessing that, our friends to the north of us, they allow freedom of speech. I'm pretty sure New Zealand and Australia, right? And again, I know that there's a lot of countries around the world, and I do understand your point, but we're not the only ones.
We are the only ones that have the freedom that we have.
Okay. All right. We got to go. We're out of time, but I appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. All righty, folks.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released a second statement updating the declaration of fire season made by Unit Chief John Owens yesterday. When the fire season declaration goes into effect, backyard burning of all residential debris will be prohibited with all state responsibility lands in San Luis Obispo County. The declaration will go into effect May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until formally terminated by Unit Chief Owens. San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority has submitted a closure plan for the Morro Bay Permitted Hazardous Waste Collection Facility. The county has approved the closure plan, reviewed in compliance with California regulations. A public comment period for the closure has opened, effective through May 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. King Charles III set to address the U.S. Congress this afternoon, becoming the first British monarch to do so since Queen Elizabeth II in 1991. Congress remains stalled on funding for the Department of Homeland Security. FBI Director Kash Patel telling Fox's Hannity he hopes lawmakers can soon secure money to pay agents who protected President Trump after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
How about we pay these brave men and women of the Secret Service that have gone 70 days without pay, but are still putting their lives on the line day in and day out to protect the American people, to protect the president, to protect us, and to protect everybody in that ballroom.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, though, it's Republicans who are responsible for the funding delay.
Funding for Secret Service and so many other agencies is sitting idly in the House of Representatives, not waiting for Democrats. We don't run the House.
America's listening to Fox News.
Need whole lot of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs in the West. The Thunder completed their four-game sweep of the Suns, 131-122, 31 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. OKC, 12-0 in first-round games the last 3 years. Nuggets stayed alive with a 125-113 win over the Timberwolves. Nikola Jokic, 27 points and a triple-double. Minnesota hosts Game 6 Thursday, leading 3-2. In the East, the Magic closing in on a major upset. They downed the top-seeded Pistons, 94-88, to take a 3-1 series lead. Coach Jamal Mosley says that's Orlando with a D.
Our defensive energy, the focus level, thought we did a great job there. Now, obviously, down the stretch, we got to continue to do a better job of defending without fouls.
Mavericks forward Cooper Flagg named the NBA Rookie of the Year, edging out Hornets guard Colin Knepel, his former Duke teammate. At 19, Flagg is the second youngest to ever win the award, behind only that LeBron James fellow. Hockey playoffs, the Penguins fended off elimination and the Flyers. Philadelphia is still up 3-2 with Game 6 at home tomorrow, and the Golden Knights with an overtime win to even things up with the Mammoth at 2-2. Baseball, the Dodgers score 3 in the bottom of the ninth to pull out a 5-4 win over the Marlins. Rays shaded the Guardians for their fifth straight. Twins torpedoed the Mariners. Cody Clemens went deep and drove in 5. Aaron Judge and Ben Rice went back-to-back to lead the Yankees past the Rangers. Judge shares the league lead with 11 round-trippers. Rice has 10. Cardinals didn't get a hit through the first 6 2/3 innings against the Pirates, then scored 4 in the ninth to pull it out. Red Sox blanked the Blue Jays. 8 innings of one-hit ball from Ronger Suarez with 10 strikeouts. Boston 3-0 under new manager Chad Tracy. Padres got by the Cubs, and the White Sox held off the Angels. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you in Atascadero since 79. Sunshine, mid-70s, clear tonight, overnight lows right around 40 and right around 80. Mainly sunny on your Wednesday. Thursday, low 80s, same on Friday, mid-70s Saturday. Sunday, upper 60s, mid-60s Monday, and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:15 a.m., 7:47 p.m. We are at 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. All righty, it is 6 minutes. 6 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Firearms trainer, your most complete and supplier with apparel, of course. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Yes, indeed. Indeed, 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 indeed. Well, as I look over to my left, I don't see anything there, partner. Well, speaking of partners, Mr. Chris, you are back on duty today.
Ready to burn some calories.
Ready to burn those calories. All right, on average, how many how many people choke to death each year on ballpoint pens in the United States of America?
People choke to death on ballpoint pens in the U.S.?
How many a year?
I'm surprised there's even one.
That's why I called them, started to call them knuckleheads.
10.
Nah. Not 10. You don't think there's more than 10 knuckleheads?
It's a ballpoint pen. Who's putting them in their mouth and choking on them? 100.
All right, there it is. 100.
Okay, come on.
100 people. I wonder if they put that in the obit. Wouldn't you rather have your obit read that he choked on a spare rib as opposed to a ballpoint pen?
I'd rather have choked on my own spit, honestly.
Okay, well, the rib tastes better. All right, if you lose one or find one, especially your pen, not your pen, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert, brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Just simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and One Niner Diner. Every day they're open. Breakfast and lunch contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, the American Film Institute, American Film Institute. According to them, you know, they sit around and they have a committee and they drink coffee and eat donuts and all that other kind of stuff, put their pens in their mouth, et cetera, et cetera. According to them, who is the greatest screen, hero of all time? According to them, who is the greatest screen hero of all time? 238-5775-238. KPRL. Who do you think it is, folks? The good guy. Who do you think it is? My goodness. According to them. And it just so happens that I came across this based on something in Today in History. And let's see here. This, obviously, a film, and then it became, first it was a book, like, you know, that happens quite often. Hi, good morning.
Hi, it was Zorro.
Not Zorro. Okay, let's see here. If I can give you the original title of the book, which became a big-time movie, was something else. Let's see here. Where? It was here, and I don't know what happened to it. Okay, the original name of the book was, I have no idea because it's not showing up now. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Superman.
Not Superman.
Okay.
All right. Hi, good morning. Whoops. Hello, you're on the air. Superman.
Marlon Brando.
What movie? Oh, no, not, I need the character. Well, I guess that's okay. No, it's not Marlon Brando, though. I don't know what he would. Oh, he would, what's that one? When he was, Terry Molloy in, On the Waterfront? No, he's on the list, but he's not number one. Okay, I can't find the name of the original book.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. San Luis Obispo County Public Works announced that the construction of a permanent two-lane bridge on Chimney Rock Road has begun. This will replace the current temporary steel bridge. Construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. The California Mid-State Fair has announced legendary rock band Three Dog Night will be performing with special guests Ambrosia and John Ford Coley on Friday, July 24th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 1st at 10 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The original manuscript titled Go Set a Watchman. It was edited to a film called To Kill a Mockingbird. Atticus Finch played by Gregory Peck in 1962. All right, others on the list, Indiana Jones, Bond, Rick Blaine, Marshall Will Kane, Clarence Starling, Rocky, who else? George Bailey, T.E. Lawrence, and on and on. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.